news read by Ayi Mbile. In our top stories, fine dining showcasing the rich flavors and diverse ingredients in the Cameroonian cuisine are increasingly being offered in restaurants nationwide. This in a perfect blend of local flavors and warm hospitality to attract tourists and grow businesses. Cameroon's External Relations Minister Mbella Mbella is among key African ministers attending the first ever Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference in Sochi, Russia. And Cameroon has won its first medal at the ongoing World Sambo Championship in Astana, Kazakhstan. Good afternoon. We begin with news concerning our traditional meals, as huge and visible efforts are being made nationwide to promote Cameroonian food. Restaurant owners are increasingly offering a perfect blend of local flavors that represent Cameroon's rich culinary heritage. And from Kwakoko, Bible, Water, Fufu and Eru to Katikarti and Achu, the traditional meals are mouth-watering. Kale Jani visited some restaurants in Yaounde. Her report.
We are at a typical Cameroonian traditional restaurant situated in the outskirts of Yaounde. On the menu, katikati, achu, ero, tancho soup, grilled pork and tonic cocoyams, just to name these, served with local drinks like palm wine and fuleri. With customers from different age groups, their preference is to say is based on the spices used and aroma.
My name is Loshni Peltabot, and my favorite meal is Fan Eru. The reason why I like Fan Eru is because of the way they prepare it and all the obstacles that it comes with, like meat, crayfish, and all things like that. If possible, 4 times a week.
My name is Treasure. Kwakoko Bible, because of the ingredients they use and the taste. I can eat my kwakoko every day if possible.
I like gari and soup. And my other favorite one is chicken.
Others have gone as far as learning how to prepare these traditional dishes.
My name is Fubiru. I'm coming from Zibato. My favorite dish is achu. I decided to learn achu because I love it so much. I can eat it only 2 times in a week.
Just like any other restaurant across the country, most catering spots are influenced by the country's history, location, and people. The Cameroonian cuisine is said to be diverse and very rich.
Colette Jani, and in view of what you just heard in our report, the government of Cameroon is working towards labeling local dishes to promote them internationally. The ultimate goal is to make the dishes tourist assets for the country, as you tell us, Ngu Henry.
When a tourist arrives somewhere, he or she goes to the restaurant and asks for the local cuisine. The cuisine is what he keeps in mind and what makes him want to come back. The World Intellectual Property Organization is implementing the labeling of local dishes within a project known as the Intellectual Property and Gastronomic Tourism in Peru and other developing countries. This new labeling initiative comes after the labeling of the Oku white honey produced in the Northwest region and the Penja pepper, a worldwide renowned spice produced in the littoral region of the country. Food labeling is one of the most essential components of any food-based industry. Beyond transparency, it allows people to determine, choose, and upkeep their dietary needs and health plans. Nutrition facts labels help to maintain better eating habits and aid in attaining a balanced energy level.
Ngu Henry. Now, the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum opens next Monday in the economic capital. The event to promote the import substitution policy will unfold around the theme transport logistics and the real estate industry as elements of attractiveness of the city of Douala. Roslyn Forsa reports.
From pharmaceutical factories to the last actor in the distribution chain, notably patients, experts say a lot of things happen during this process. While the medicine can get tampered with during distribution, pharmaceutical experts also point out availability and access to quality drugs as one of their main challenges. Dr. Festus Okadike is an expert and participant.
While waiting for the correct report, we do apologize for the mix-up. The general coordinator of the Douala Economic Forum, ace journalist Olivier King, chaired the last preparatory meeting ahead of the Douala Economic Forum today. Cynthia Etim tells us more.
The Royal House has received a fresh touch of paint in readiness to host the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum, which will bring together economic actors, local authorities and stakeholders of the logistics sector. The final preparatory meeting ahead of the D-Day gave room for participants and organizers to keep abreast with how the week-long economic forum will unfold. Valeria Kamba is a participant, while Jennifer Yondo Mulori is personnel of the Douala City Council. As a promoter of Made in Cameroon, we expect continuous support from the powers that be so as to gain more trust for our local product.
The Douala City Council will be a part of this event. We have a day that will be dedicated to the mobility plan of the Douala City Council.
Series of reflections and exhibitions will constitute the one-week economic event, which also seeks to enhance local development. Olivier King Moli is the general coordinator of the Douala Economic Forum.
Activities will begin on Monday with Minepat's presentation on the local policy for the promotion of import substitution. The university sector will propose solutions to accompany local development. On Tuesday, Minfi will speak on local taxation. The official opening on Wednesday will be marked by two round tables on transport investment and the future of real estate. The last day will be for actors in maritime transport.
Aux acteurs de la chaîne logistique transport maritime.
The appointment has thus been taken for Monday, November 11, for the kickoff of the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
In effect, the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum opens next Monday in the economic capital. The event to promote the import substitution policy will unfold around the theme transport logistics and the real estate industry as elements of attractiveness of the city of Douala. Roselyn Forsa reports.
Dieudonné Afané Ebogo, commonly known as Jean Michel Cancan, would have been 67 years old this July 10, 2023. 26 years after his death, honor is being paid to this legend of Cameroonian and African theater. The production team of the Cancan Tribute, a film to pay him homage, went to his hometown in Kom in the center region. In addition to the warm welcome from the deceased family, the major highlight was the meditation.
Definitely not a good report from Roselyn Forsa. In more news, the governor of the Bank of Central African States, Yvonne Sana Bangui, has paid a working visit to Ebolova to assess the progress of work on the construction site of the Ebolova Bayak branch. Accompanied by South Governor Felix Ngelengele, the Bayak boss expressed satisfaction with ongoing construction work, which should be complete in the first quarter of 2025. Clarence Azzi has greater details from Ebolova.
The first port of call of Mr. Yvonne Sana Bangui in Ebolova was a courtesy visit to South Governor's office. Both officials then visited the construction site of the Ebolova branch office of Biak at the Angonewo neighborhood. Even though no information was disclosed on the project technicalities and work progress, the three-story building nonetheless has taken shape, pending finishing touches. Addressing the press at the end of the tour, Mr. Yvonne Sana Bangui said the visit was crucial to monitor and ensure the successful completion of the project, which is part of President Biya's vision for Cameroon's emergence by 2035. The high-level official also announced that the Ebolova branch of the Bank of Central African States will hopefully be inaugurated by mid-2025. He also chaired an in-camera session intended, amongst other issues, to evaluate the current state of construction against project timeliness and goals, discuss any obstacles or concerns with the construction team and stakeholders, and to provide guidance on key areas to focus on for timely completion. The Biak governor's involvement demonstrates the institution's commitment to expanding its presence and enhancing services in the South region, which shares borders with Congo, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News in Bolova.
In the West region, a group of experts from the University of Chang have concluded that the Chang landslide incident occurred as a result of the accumulation of water in the rocks as well as the vibration of the soil due to the passage of heavy-duty trucks on the slope. The experts, led by a volcanologist, Professor Kangu Dongmo Ama, have recommended the construction of a deviation to ease traffic on that stretch of road. Eric Langmia Wufo reports.
The researchers, led by volcanologist Professor Kago Dogmo Amang, have attributed the disaster to the saturation of the soil by water due to the heavy downpour experienced in the region this year.
After heavy rainfall, water enter inside the soil. I was able to disintegrate the stability of the hill. With the saturation of the soil by water, the environment was subject to vibration according to traffic. The main traffic around this area and the material just fell down.
He has cautioned that another mass movement may occur again if action is not taken.
If the solution is to evacuate the soil, excavate everything, we do it. Is to explode everything around the place, we do it. It can be also to make a deviation.
In the meantime, the Chang Council, led by the mayor, Jacques Kamler, is advocating for the creation of a deviation away from the cliff.
To have a route which can be created so that this mountain will not have it in our mind again. The first thing we have done was to send our technician on the field. They have started in this place calling Carrefour Plantain. They have taken the route built by the German. On that route, we don't have mountain. And it's something like 24 kilometers when you leave Ntenge, which is in Chang, but before this falaise.
Rescue operations are still actively ongoing to recover the rest of the persons still trapped in the soil. Families of those affected have been identifying the corpses and retrieving them. One new corpse has been recovered, taking the total to 12. Eric Langmia Wufo, CRTV News, Chang.
And from the west, we go to the southwest, where stakeholders involved in land use planning have been called upon to take interest in the drafting of the land use plan for the region, which should be reflective of the realities on the ground. The Secretary General at the Southwest Governor's Office, Gilbert Achakwenty, made the appeal during a regional workshop in Boya to present and pre-validate the plan. Humbo Suzi Monjowa tells us more.
The importance of involving regional and local actors in the elaboration of the drafts of the indicative land use plan for the Southwest region cannot be underestimated. The workshop in Boya presents an essential phase of drafting the documents. Guy Debock is the Director of Land Development at the Ministry of Economy, Planning and Regional Development.
The workshop is on the draft of that indicative land use plan to present it to stakeholders and to receive from them their contribution and their observation before national validation of the document.
After a thorough scrutiny, recommendations were made by the participants to project on the risk and industrial zones as well as areas that they could integrate activities. Kemasong Nikashius is a consultant.
Their input is so important because they are the main actors on the land, and what will be presented at the national level will integrate their recommendations. And one recommendation that stood out clearly is that a detailed assessment of the land use situation should be done.
Given the increasing land use pressure in the region, it is necessary to put in place these guidelines for a profitable and use of the land. Humbo Suzi Munchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
And this is CRTV News. More news from the West region, where the population of Bayangam in Kunki Division of the West region has expressed gratitude to Honorable Albert Kwinche and promised to continue standing by him for more development initiatives. And this was during the official handover of a portable water point in Chala, Washington, Bayangam subdivision yesterday. Details with our West regional correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
He who brings water brings life, And so it was in Charla, Washington, Bayangam Subdivision, Friday, November 8, as Honorable Albert Quinche officially handed over a brand new constructed water point to quench the thirst of the populations.
If you drink good water, you'll have a good health. After Bayangam, we'll go to Batu Farm. And after Batu Farm, Ibadre Farm.
Their joy was beyond bounds, expressed in music and dance. Speaking during the occasion, the paramount ruler of Bayangam, His Majesty Puakam George II, magnified the good works of the Member of Parliament and raised him to the rank of Wabo Sadu. In his legendary generosity, the Kunki MP also handed over a computer to Government School Bayangam and cashed donations to the CPDM supporters in the municipality, who all reiterated their choice for President Paul Biya as their candidate in the 2025 presidential election. Isaac Ngongkum, CLTV News, Charla, Washington, in Bayangam.
In the North, the University of Garoua has endorsed cooperation agreements that makes it the guardian of five new private higher education institutions located in the North and Far North regions. The signing ceremony of the supervision and extension conventions took place in the presence of the rector of the University of Garoua, Professor Bubakari Umaru, and the representative of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Serge Bertrand Abbé-Ova. We have details with you, Julius Neba.
The framework of the cooperation conventions signed on November 8, 2024 grants the University of Garoua a general overseer role over the five new private higher institutes of learning in a good number of sectors, including health, economic and commercial sciences, and youth entrepreneurship. We decided to partner with the University of Garoua so as to benefit from her dynamism and grow with her.
To go far, one needs to have his feet firm at home. So we are taking a fresh start.
Worthy to note that four of the higher institutes of learning were requesting the supervision of the University of Garoua for the first time, while the Walia Higher Institute sought to extend its tutelary training offers to additional sectors. Professor Bubakari Umaru is rector of the University of Garoua. The feeling of the University of Garoua is that of an entity strongly challenged in the face of scientific and integrative obstacles of multidisciplinary and participatory management, requiring from us an effective participation in the giving and taking process, structured under the theme University Enterprise.
Université Entreprise.
The signing of the academic supervision and extension agreements between the University of Garoua and the five private higher institutes of learning gives the schools more credibility and exposure, while concretizing the state's youngest university stance as a center of excellence in academic cooperation and a true citadel of knowledge at the forefront of innovation. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
Out of the country, and like you heard in one of our top stories, External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela has held talks with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. This was in the Russian city of Sochi today. External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela is attending the first ever Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference for the Russia-Africa Partnership Forum. Charles Ebune reports.
Just last year, Cameroon and Russia established a free visa zone for the holders of diplomatic and service passports. This was during the second Africa-Russia summit held in St. Petersburg and attended by African leaders, amongst them President Paul Biya. One of the key resolutions of the second Russia-Africa summit held in St. Petersburg last year was the establishment of a permanent mechanism to discuss Russia-African topics constantly. And that is how the Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference was established for the Russia-Africa Partnership Forum. And its first edition opened today in the Russian city of Sochi. Amongst the foreign ministers in attendance is External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela, who met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on a bilateral basis to discuss issues between Cameroon and Russia. Apart from talking consular issues, they equally discussed security, as terrorism is one of the key factors determining relationship between Russia and Africa, and Cameroon in particular. Humanitarian topics equally featured, and education was also on the agenda, noting that Russia has increased its scholarship schemes for African students, Cameroon included. External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela is participating in the summit to represent Cameroon as relations between Cameroon and Russia are increasing day by day.
Charles Ebune. In sports, Cameroon has won a first medal at the ongoing World Sambo Championship in Astana, Kazakhstan. The former two times world champion, Jim Oluseidu, won bronze for the country after losing in the semi-final of the minus 98 kilogram category combat sambo to Morris Stokes Yuzerberg from Uzbekistan. For updates, let's connect with CRTV's envoy to Astana, Kazakhstan, Ben Collins Newberrywo. Ben Collins, good afternoon.
Cameroon is for now carrying the reputation of Mother Africa in the ongoing World Sambo Championship here in Astana, Kazakhstan. Jim Oluseidu won bronze, the first medal for the country and the continent in the 49th World Sambo Championship that is taking place at the Zak Silik Uskenpirov Martial Art Palace in Astana. The former two times world champion came with the ambition of defending that title. After winning his first two fights, Jim Oluseidu, who is fondly called the White Lion, dropped his weapons in the semifinal of the minus 98 kilograms category combat sambo in front of a brutal Miratov Uzotbek from Uzbekistan. His defeat this afternoon added to those of three other Cameroonian athletes earlier today, Frank Myong, Tajuga Frank, and Fokam William. So far, apart from bronze medalist Jim Oluseidu, six Cameroonian athletes have been eliminated after fierce battles. The hopes for other medals for the country now rest on the shoulders of Gerard Van Liendam, Besala Owono Joseph, and Celestine Bidazanga, who will fight this Sunday. The president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Francois Mbassi, came with words of encouragement after Seidu's semi-final exit. Reporting from the Zak Silik Uskenpirov Martial Art Palace for the CRTV, I am Ben Collins Nyeberwo.
In more sports news, the Kaji Sports Academy Basketball Club of Douala will at 5:30 p.m. today attempt to secure their tickets for next year's Basketball African League when they play against Stade Malien of Mali. The winner of the semi-final match of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West qualifiers for the 2025 Basketball African League will advance directly to the competition. Harrison Ashu Tiku has the details.
Coach Augustine Senjo and his players are a win away from qualifying for their first ever Basketball African League. Thus, a victory against Stade Malien of Mali this evening is inevitable for Kenneth Kaji and Simon Bilek, who are motivated by their two wins in the group stage of the ongoing qualifiers in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire.
It's a group. If someone is making baskets, if someone is making rebound, if someone making assists, it's a team.
We started taking the rhythm. We're going to focus for the next game.
Aware of the stakes of the encounter, basketball consultant Yves Chala opines that Kaji and Stade Malien have equal chances. However, the difference will be determined by experience.
This is going to be 50-50, even if Stade Malien was more impressive in the first stage with three wins on three games. It is possible in just one game, everything can happen. I hope that Jérémy Zeli is going to be there for this game. We need his experience and assuring qualities.
Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya will take on local side ABC in the semi-final later this evening to determine the two clubs from the Division West qualifiers that will book their ticket for next year's BAL.
Harrison Ashu announced when the news here once again are the top stories. Fine dining showcasing the rich flavors and diverse ingredients in the Cameroonian cuisine increasingly being offered in restaurants nationwide, and this in a perfect blend of local flavors and warm hospitality to attract tourists and grow businesses. Cameroon's External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela is among key African ministers attending the first ever Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference in Sochi, Russia. And Cameroon has won its first medal at the ongoing World Sambo Championship in Astana, Kazakhstan. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Daniel Sopo.
Bon après-midi à tous. En gastronomie, le Cameroun bénit d'une diversité culturelle exceptionnelle. C'est le trésor de saveurs parmi les plus réputés d'Afrique, hérité de l'histoire de ses nombreux peuples. Sa gastronomie colorée et généreuse conquiert chaque jour les papilles gustatives de tant de Camerounais qu'au-delà de nos frontières. Les quatre aires culturelles du Cameroun proposent donc des mets savoureux à l'Afrique et au monde. Parmi les 14 traditions culinaires du pays, le ndolé, plat de l'aire culturelle savoie, est depuis mai 2024 reconnu et labellisé par l'Organisation mondiale de la propriété intellectuelle. Dans le cadre de la deuxième phase de ce projet propriété intellectuelle et tourisme gastronomique, le gouvernement compte labelliser d'autres mets camerounais afin d'inscrire le pays au sommet des destinations gastronomiques mondiales. Forum économique de Douala. La capitale économique s'apprête à accueillir la troisième édition du Forum économique de Douala. Cet événement aura lieu du 11 au 15 novembre prochain à la Maison de la Culture Sawa sous le thème « La logistique de transport et l'industrie de l'immobilier comme élément d'attractivité de la ville de Douala ». Une ville qui veut activer les leviers de la science et des compétences opérationnelles pour relever les défis de son urbanisation. Avant le jour dit, une concertation s'est tenue au palais de cette culture Sawa entre le coordonnateur du Forum général Olivier Kingemouli, la communauté urbaine de Douala et les autres partenaires de l'événement. Le programme détaillé de cette troisième édition du Forum économique de Douala a été détaillé à cet effet. Le gouverneur de la Banque des États de l'Afrique centrale, BEAC, était en visite de travail ce jour à Ibolova. Le chantier de l'immeuble destiné à abriter le centre qui va couvrir la région du Sud a été évalué en présence du gouverneur Félix Ngelengele. Il a été prescrit et une accélération des travaux dans la perspective d'une inauguration en 2025. Les acteurs impliqués dans l'aménagement du territoire dans la région du Sud-Ouest ont été appelés à manifester un intérêt particulier pour l'élaboration du plan indicatif d'aménagement du territoire de la région afin que le document final reflète les réalités du terrain. Le secrétaire général des services régionaux du Sud-Ouest, Gilbert Acha-Kwenti, a lancé cet appel lors d'un atelier régional à Bouya pour présenter et prévalider le plan. Championnat du monde sambo en un sport, le Cameroun vient de glaner une médaille en bronze. La performance est à mettre à l'actif du double champion du monde de sambo, combat Nji Moulu Seydou. Le Camerounais aurait pu se qualifier pour la finale dans sa catégorie de moins de 98 kg. L'Uzbek Mortov Ozorbek a profité des erreurs de Nji Moulu Seydou pour détrôner son adversaire. En basketball, tournoi Elite 16, les demi-finales de la division Ouest se disputent ce jour. Kadisport Academy ouvre la série des matchs contre le Stade Malien à 17h. Al Ahly de Tripoli défie le club AB ses fighters plus tard à 20h en seconde affiche. La victoire est l'ambition partagée par les quatre protagonistes, dont Kadisport Academy. Le club camerounais vit sa première expérience dans un tournoi international et veut surfer sur sa bonne dynamique. Mesdames, Messieurs, alors qu'il est 15h, passé de 28 minutes, c'est la fin du 3PM. Au revoir.